as fun as that is.
Right, right. You had to cut it off before it became my former friends from high school.
Exactly. My current coworkers who used to be friends I once knew, you know?
Right.
Yeah, but it was just burnout. I guess the short answer is just a little bit of burnout.
Right. And I guess, was that born out of it, like a pandemic, like kind of get together?
1,000%. Carson and I had been hanging out, and he was like, I want to try to figure out some podcasting stuff. He's a brilliant, brilliant sound engineer.
Of course, for Maxwell's and many other places.
Yeah. Absolutely crushes it. And he was like, I've always wanted to figure out podcasting stuff. And I had Beautiful Anonymous up and running already. And
right. We
came up with the idea, and it just kind of coalesced, and this community formed around it, and very much born out of the pandemic. And then real life caught up to it. It's one of those things that you see where it's like when something gets successful enough, that it has like a strong fan base, but not over that hump where it's self-sustaining. It was there. It sat there for almost its entire existence. So the burnout was going to happen. It needed to either be smaller or get bigger.
Right.
Some of those things.
Well, because then when we were talking about some of that, like while I was some of this stuff, I was like, boy, I hope this doesn't come off that I'm like knocking off like your podcast.
Everybody's allowed to rant about New Jersey. Okay. I didn't invent disgruntled New Jersey people screaming about nonsense as if it matters more than it does.
Right.
Certainly did not invent that one.
Right. We're talking with Chris Gethard. So we mentioned when I talked to you about that show, and you know, you said you're looking to do maybe a once or two or three times a year, like a bigger show coming out of the UCB incubator. Anything else? Any blockbuster movies you've been cut out of? Iron Man 5 or something?
That's where my career used to be, where I would get cut out of movies. Now I don't even book the parts anymore. Right. So that tells you where.
Let's just cut to the chase.
Yeah. Although Beautiful Anonymous, I will say, did just get Time Magazine just named it one of the 100 best podcasts of all time. And I was like, you know, lists are cool enough, but Time Magazine, I'm like, everybody read Time Magazine growing up. That's pretty cool. So that's a thing that'll keep me from feeling too depressed. You know, that'll give me 48 hours of feeling good about myself. Okay.
Wasn't there a TV version of that podcast?
There was on a streaming platform during the pandemic. It came and went quite quickly, as many of my projects have, Joe.
Right. Well, right. That's right. Well, Chris, this has been so great. Thanks for coming down.
Absolute joy. You know, thanks for having me.
Hope we're not moving too fast. You know, we met. Next thing you know, you're here. I was like, boy,
you're my Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, right. That's, everyone's like, oh my god, that's the furthest thing from what anyone was going to go. But this has been a blast. Anytime you want to come back, you know, I'm happy to rip off your Jersey podcast.
Oh, no, you're the best. I've been listening a long time, so it's fun just to sit here and shoot the breeze with you.
No, it's been great. And so August 7th at White Eagle Hall.
Yeah.
Chris Gethard's That Show. And what an amazing lineup. You got Chicken Big Comedy. What is that again?
They're the ones that we can't get insurance for.
Oh, so
their ideas are so nuts that we had to have them separately insured.
Now,
crazy.
If it comes down to the wire, I'm not saying you're not going to get the insurance. Do they have other things they can scale
other
back?
Bits. There is a part of me that's like, you and I have been talking so much Jersey stuff where I'm like, we could just go, let's just do it uninsured. What's the worst that happens? Someone dies and then my kid doesn't get to go to college? Like, I guess. But I guess we'll have to have a backup bit instead.
Boy, I thought the Wawa conversation turned dark. That's,
you know. Like, someone sues me and I don't have a home for my family anymore. Okay. The bit is going to be so good.
It's like the Daffy Duck when he swallows the explosive. Like, I can only do it once.
It is legitimately, their ideas are as close to human Looney Tunes as I've ever seen someone pull off. Chicken Big Comedy. Really great stuff.
Just you got Nick Fierro, Maria Randazzo, Joy on Fire is going to be playing the Draculas. I don't know a lot of these other folks, but I know you broke it down before. But
it's just really great.
A cavalcade of stars.
Super great, driven comedians that aren't going to, they're not going to stress you out. Nobody's going to yell at you. Nobody's going to get a crowd work video of you and throw it on TikTok. Good, joyous comedy. People coming together. People with good hearts.
All right. So, Chris, thanks again, and good luck with the show. Hopefully that other stuff gets worked out.
You're the best, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Chris, you got it, man. So, Chris Gethard, and, So thanks, everybody, for tuning in and hanging out today. It's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. It's not that you didn't do a great job on the ID. I just, because we got the changeover.
I love it.
I didn't want to throw it to you.
I'm not trying to get too big for my britches over here.
Okay. No, but I'm halfway through, and I hope you didn't think that, like, but I thought I did a pretty good job.
I just sadly drove home, like, oh, I guess Joe didn't like me.
No, the whole time. No, I just, how about this? Let's do it again. You can do it.
You're listening to WF.
Come on. I should have quit while I was behind here. Jesus. All right. Come on. Let's do it.
You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org.
All right. And Jim Price is next.
Thank you, Joe. People, I arrived quite late today, and I did not do my usual preparation. I apologize. I always like to pull a few dozen albums from the library, and also, if that software and workstation is operating, it's fine, but today it was full of chatter, so that tool was useless. And I usually think morning broadcast when I do my program, but, well, you know, it's afternoon now. Ah, darn. I hear Scott Williams' new theme song, and that means, well, I got to move on out of here. Scott's going to have Whim Dilly and some other surprises, so stick around. Scott Williams will be along in just a little bit.
The first thing that I'd like to do is to say,
thank you. bara tjóðsinn góðið þess að góða sér vennum dara sem tóðal hili á mellum bátt þannig hæmur á þau að húminum bátt, 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 hili á mér að fæsinn karafan ég, mér að fæsinn karafan ég mér sinnes ljúakinn glas og hún sem dúðan og njæminn fyrir mér skrýsinn en táinn og maður eignu drögin þau að húminum bátt, 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 Go home and I'm bum 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 b